Today's shiur is Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Zayin. We will begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Beis are Hashem is Baruch, right at the Gemara at the bottom of the Amid. We had learned in the Mishnah V'chayiv al Zodin HaShvua V'ashugosoy im Zodin HaPikodin. Those are the cases the Mishnah said that you chayiv a carbon ocean by Shavuos HaPikodin. Says the Gemara of Ach Barhuna Barav Shmuel Berei Rabba Barabachana V'yitzk Berei Rav Yehuda Tana Shavuos by Rabba. They were learning Masechta Shavuos, as we are, in the yeshiva of Rabba. Pagabu Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana met them. And Omar, when he said to them, Hezed b'Shavuos b'Kodin, that somebody that, as he was denying that he's holding any assets of somebody else, knew that he was lying, falsely swearing, the Hisrabah. And also he was given Hasra before he made the Shvua, that he shouldn't make this false Shvua. Ask the Gemara Mahu, what will be his din? The halacha is that somebody who does an aver b'mezah with Hasra is Chayiv Malkus. And here too will we say that he's Chayiv Malkus for this Avera. And normally, when somebody's Chayiv a carbon, doesn't bring a carbon. Or do we say that he's going to be chayiv, or we're going to say there's going to be chayiv and a carbon in order and be potter for Malkus? Or will we say that he's chayiv both for carbon and both a carbon and Malkus? So we have three options: carbon alone, Malkus alone. Or both together. And the Gemara explains the question. Chiddushu, kiven the chiddushu, this halacha of bringing a carbon, osham, by making a shvus b'kodin, is a chiddush. Why? The v'chol tara kula, the v'chol tara lashka midi the ma'isi carbon. We normally don't find mezid. We normally don't find a situation where somebody who did an aver b'mezid, that he should bring a carbon. Hacha, whereas over here, he's going to bring a carbon, as we just said. Loishna Aserbay, Veloishna Aserbay. It won't make a difference if he got Hasra or he didn't get Hasra. In all cases, he'll get Malkus. And the reason he'll get Malkus, he'll bring a carbon, because we can't make him get Malkus and both a carbon, because as we said a moment ago, we don't give two punishments, and therefore the halacha will be you'll only bring a carbon. By Dilma, Hani Mili, what is the halacha that you bring a carbon? When there was no asra. That's when the Torah says that somebody who makes a shvus b'kodin falsely brings a carbon. Aval hechad esraba. But here, where hasra was given, perhaps milkalaki. Just like any other time when somebody does an avera with asra, he'll get Malkus. So here too, the halacha will be that he has to get Malkus. The carbon loymaisi, but he won't bring a carbon. And the reason he won't bring a carbon is because, as we said, you don't bring two kabanas. And whenever there's a situation of Malkus and carbon, the halacha is you bring the Malkus. Or perhaps here, ha v'ha avidnu. He did both averis. He did an aver which comes with a punishment of Malkus. He did an aver that comes with a punishment of carbon. And the carbon, the way I sort of Rishonim explained the Gemara, is not to be used as an oinish. The carbon is a kapara. And if we learn the halacha that way, what we will come to understand is that the carbon is brought as a carbon, as a kapara. The Malkus is brought as an oinish. And since they serve totally different purposes, that's why both of them are brought. So the question that many Rishonim, starting with Rashi, discuss here, is that the question the Gemara says is what is going to, as the Gemara just discussed, what will be the punishment? So Rashi asks, why did Rav Kahana not ask the same question regarding carbon shvus ha'edus that we discussed in the previous parak. There too, we know that the carbon oil of a yoyrid is brought if the person did the avera b'mezid. And therefore, the question should have been the same. If somebody did this avera b'mezid, will he bring a carbon? Will he get malchus? Will he get both? So Tosfos answers that when you have Edom who swear falsely, denying that they know any testimony, cannot be subject to malchus, because there's no way to prove in Beis Din that they actually lied. Because even if we could bring evidence that they were at the scene of the case that they're being called to say testimony about, but that doesn't mean that they remembered that they saw what they're being called to say testimony. So the only way that we could be chayiv a carbon, chayiv malchus, is when the Edom gave hasra. And there's no real way to give hasra in this case, given that we can never know for sure that the Edom, we can never know what's doing in somebody's head, and we can never know for sure that maybe the person indeed taka forgot the edus. So ask the Tumim, for if that's the case, well, how could we ever give somebody malchus for the case that we're discussing in our shir, that the person is going to get malchus for making a deliberate false shvus of a kodim? Because even though he was given hasra, we should always consider that maybe he forgot. He made an honest mistake and actually forgot that he had somebody else's money, or maybe he thought that he returned the money. So why is it, asked the Tumim, that the Gemara is assuming, according to the way Rashi learns, that by Shavuos HaEdus, it truly could be an innocent mistake? So he asks, just like by Shavuos HaEdus, we could assume that it was a true mistake, and therefore the Hasra won't be a Hasra that he did Aver B'mezid, why don't we say the same by Shavuos HaBikadim? So the Tumim answers, there's a difference between forgetting about testimony and forgetting about holding somebody else's money. The person who's asked to who's holding someone else's money is obligated to remember its whereabouts. And to forget about it is not acceptable. And therefore, if the person lied and swore that he's not holding on to the money when he is actually holding on to the money, so we have a right to assume that he lied deliberately, and therefore is chayiv malchus. On the other hand, somebody who just observed an incident, it's very common, as we've learned previously in our Masechta, to forget what he saw. As the Gemara said, people don't remember something that doesn't really have to do with them. And therefore, he says, by Shavuos HaEdus, when he says, the Hasra will never be a real Hasra. Whereas here, it's a, here, by Shavuos HaBikadim, it's a real Hasra. The Tzais says a different pshat to differentiate between a Shavuos HaBikadim and a Shavuos HaEdus. He explains that in the case of a Shavuos HaBikadim, even if the person really truthfully forgot about the money that of somebody else that he's holding, that's only an excuse to say that it wasn't deliberate. But if he have Edom that the person actually is holding the money in his possession in the time that he swore that he doesn't have that money, so he, at the end of the day, made a false oath. And we don't begin to think that his mistake that was that he forgot, because there's no expectation and no, we don't accept that he forgot. However, in the case of Shavuos HaEdus, he says, I do not know testimony. And there's a difference about knowing something or having something. Knowing something, it's legitimate, but people forget. Having something, that's the way I understand the Tzais, is not acceptable that he could say he's forgot. So now again, we begin the shir again without question. When the person made the shvua deliberately, and the Edom gave Asra, what will be his punishment? Amalei Tanina, says the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa explained, Chamura Mimenu, Shvus B'Kadim. The Gemara, the Braisa is teaching us the difference between a Shvus B'Kadim and Shvus Eidus. The Braisa says that when we speak about Shvus B'Kadim, Shechayim Al Zadayna Makis, that if the person made the Shvur deliberately, falsely, with Asra, he'll be Chayiv Makis. Al Shagigasoy, if he made that Shvur B'Shagig, as we said, he forgot, he'll be Chayiv Oshem B'Kasim Shkolim. He has to bring a carbon Oshem that's worth at least the Kashiv Shkolim. And as we've learned many times in the Masechta, we're asked by a carbon oil of a Yorid, the Shvur is, the carbon that's brought is dependent on the person's financial situation. Here the carbon is brought firm to Shkolim Kesef. So says the Gemara that Ashigasav Osrikas Kelim, Midot Kamar as a Dynamakis. So let's look at the words of the Brisa, says the Gemara. Since the Brisa says that when he did it B'mezid, he's Chayiv Makis, Mechlal, Dasrbei. So obviously it's speaking about a case that was Asra. Why is it obvious that it's speaking about a case that was Asra? Because if there was no Hasra, then there's no question that it wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus. And yet, even though the Braisa is speaking that there was Asra, Kama Makasin, the Braisa seems to be teaching us that there's a Chayiv Malkus and Karban Loi. So we see that there's only going to be Malkus and not Karban, says the Gemara. My Biuri, according to this, what makes Shvus B'Kadim stricter than Shvus Ha'edis? That just like by Shvus Ha'edis, he has to bring a carbon. By Shvus B'Kadim, he has to get Malkus. So what makes one more significant than the other? Says the Gemara, so isn't that a proof that if the Braisa is saying that Shvus B'Kadim is stricter, isn't that clearly an indication that Yechai for both? Says Mar, no. The lichel enish the ma'isa carbon, a person would prefer to bring a carbon which doesn't affect his body, v'loy looking at that malchus. So yes, it could be that the Brice is teaching us that you only get malchus. And why is it considered stricter? Because getting malchus is considered stricter than bringing a carbon. Amalo Rava Ba'iti, says the Gemara, Rava Ba'iti said to those that wanted to bring a raya from the Brice, man tana, Shvus HaBikadon Le'nitl Kapurim, where does it say that there's no carbon? Rav Shimon is the man, the Omer, that says that you bring a carbon. You get Malkus and you don't bring a carbon. But that's the opinion of Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon, we don't say loy osa meza kishayig. He doesn't treat meza kishayig. And therefore, by meza there's Malkus, and by shagig this carbon. But that's the opinion of Shimon. But says the Gemara, it could well be Aval or Rabbana, according to the opinion of the Rabbana, carbon not mimaisi. The Rabbana opinion will be that you have to bring broth. Omale Rav Kahana, Bamine Dehi. Rav Kahana says that Raisa cannot be a Raya. The non Taninala, I was the one that actually taught that Raisa, Vachit Taninala. And this is the way I understood the Raisa. The Brice is saying that what makes the Shvus B'Kadim more chomer, stricter than the Shvus Hedis, because whether he did it B'Shagig or whether he did it B'Mezid, Oshem B'Kas M'Shkolim, you bring only a carbon Oshem. So, and by Shvus Hedis, you bring a carbon oil of a Yared. And according to this understanding, the Brice, by Oshem, you'll only bring a carbon. And you'll always bring a carbon, whether it was mezid and shoygig. What carbon will you bring by Shavuos B'Kadim? A carbon Oshem that has to be valued at least a kasher shkolim. And by Shavuos Ha'edus, you'll bring a carbon oil of a yoyrit. So how do we understand that the carbon Shavuos B'Kadim is stricter? It says the Gemara, my chumra, it's understandable. Dila chosam, by the Shavuos Ha'edus, as we've been saying, it's a carbon oil of a yoyrit. So if it's a carbon oil b'yorid, there is no amount that you mechuyev to pay for that carbon chattis. Hacha, but here, by this case, there's a minimum that you have to pay also in the kasher shkolim. Ask the Gemara, v'ligma minei, so if that's the case, so now that b'raisa should be a raya that you bring only a carbon and you don't bring malchus even in a case of mezid. Says the Gemara, no, it won't be a raya. Because Dilma, the Brice is speaking about a case to Loyesrabai. If there was no Asra, then obviously Malkus is not an option. But we're speaking about a case where there was Asra. If there was Asra, maybe you'll bring both. Toshma. So the Gemara tries to bring another raya. The Mishnah says, Echayov al Shigosoi. One doesn't bring on a Shogig of Shvus Bekodin. Machayov al Zadoinoi. You don't bring a carbon. But you, what do you bring by Zodin? Osh Bekas Vashkolim. My love. Again, the Gemara wants to say, isn't the Mishnah referring to a case to Asrabay? And the Mishnah is teaching us that even though there was a Asra, you'll only bring a carbon and you won't get Malkus. An answer to our question. Says the Gemara Hachnami, we're going to explain the Mishnah, the Loyasrabay, that the person was not aware, did not have a Asra, and therefore only a carbon is what he could be obligated. Toshima, the Braisa from another Braisa. And the way the Rishonim explain this Braisa, the Braisa is trying to say that we could perhaps learn the halacha of Shu'us HaBekodin from a Nazar that became Tamei. The halacha is that if a Nazar became Tamei Tomeis while during his term of Naziris, the halacha is he loses all the days that he counted for his Naziris, and he becomes, and he's Tamei for 7 days, he became Tamei Tomeis. Then afterwards, as is the halacha regarding anybody who becomes Tamei Meis, he has to have the paraduma sprinkled on him, and on, that takes 7 days because he has a zov that on the third day, on the seventh day, and on the eighth day, on the seventh day, he goes to the mikveh, shaves all the hair of his body, and on the eighth day, he brings two birds, either shtei tarim or shnei b'nei yoina. One is brought as a chatas, and one is brought as a oila, and he brings a keves for carbon asham, and then he starts his naziris all over again. The Yechroinim and Rishonim say that this brisa, which the Gemara doesn't quote in full, and with the Gemara doesn't really explain what the purpose of the brisa is, the point of the brisa is that we're trying to learn either Shvus or Bekodin from Nazir or vice versa. And the Gemara is trying to learn, apparently, the brisa is trying to learn something from Nazir to Shvus HaBekodin. And the Braisa says, Loi, you can't learn the halacha of Shvus HaBekodin from Nazir, imamata ben Nazir Tamei Shekein Loika, that a Nazir Tamei gets Malkus for violating his Naziris. Time of Shvus HaBekodin, Shein Loika. Midakama, so apparently, since the Braisa says that this Nazir that became Tamei gets Malkus, obviously, it's speaking about a situation, the Asrabay, that he was warned not to become Tamei. For as we began our shiur today, you never get Malkus if there was no Asra. And Kamar Tamei B'Shvus B'Kodim, Shein Aloika, that you don't get Malkus, Ava Kamar Maisi. So isn't this clearly an indication that even though the person who violated the Shvus B'Kodim did so B'Mezid, he'll be Chayiv, Karban, and not Malkus? Says the Gemara, you can, we could really say, my ain't a loika, they ain't a nifta be Malkus. When the Braisa says that he doesn't get Malkus, it doesn't mean that he doesn't get Malkus. What it rather means is that besides the kabonis that he has to bring, he also gets Malkus. Mechlau asked the Gemara, according to this, the Nazir Tamei nifta be Malkus, that the person who became a Nazir, the Braisa says, man Nazir Tamei shekein loika, that means that the Malkus absolves him. But that's not possibly true, asked the Gemara. Her carbon ksabei. The Torah clearly indicates that a nazar that became tamei has to bring a carbon. Answers the Gemara, the carbon serves a different purpose altogether. Hasam, the reason the nazar that became tamei maisi carbon, keichad teich olay naziris betara. He has to begin, as we explained, a new term of naziris. How is he able to begin a new term of naziris? He can't bring it that without a carbon, but it has nothing to do, but the carbon has nothing to do as a kapara for him in any way. Says the Gemara, Amrua Rabbanan Kamei de Rava. So the Rabbanan who learned Masechta Shavuos by Rava, and Rav Kahana asked this question, now came back to Rabba and told them they were asked this question. and they want to know Rabbi's opinion. Amalu, so Rabbi said, Mechlal dechloi iserbay, that if he didn't get a, there was no asra, vika edim, but there are edim, mechayiv is a chayiv carbon. But ask the Gemara, why would he be chayiv carbon? If there are edim, of kfiris dvaram ba'almahu. The halacha is that when is something considered a shvus bekodin? So Rabbi is mechadish, a very big chiddush. Rabbi says that it's considered a shvus bekodin that makes a difference in a case where there's nobody that could testify differently. So when this person falsely swears that he's not holding on to something, his shvur makes a difference. But if there's edim that he's holding on to this object, his shvur doesn't make a difference anyway. And therefore, if it doesn't make a difference anyway, that's the whole shvur sabakadin is not considered the story of a shvur sabakadin that the Torah spoke about. And if it's not the shvur sabakadin that the Torah spoke about, so then there's no carbon. Alma, Ksava, Rabba, it's obvious from what we just discussed that it is the opinion of Rabba that Kaifa Mammon Sheesh Lev Aydim, if somebody falsely swears denying that he owes money that there are Aydim to, Potter, he's Potter from the carbon. And therefore, how could there be this discussion? Amalei Rav Chanina Le Rabba, Tanya de Mesailach, I bring you a raya that if Aydim swear falsely that they're not holding on, that if Adam swears false, somebody swears falsely, that they're not holding on to somebody else's money, and they're Adam that he is, that the whole parish of Shur Sabikadin was not said in such a situation, because the Shur Sabikadin is known as the case of Hashem Gzeilus. And the Torah Gdoisha, when it speaks about Hashem Gzeilus, says, Amata Aveda, the Kichishba, the Nishba Shekel Achs Mikol Ashiasa, Odom Lach the Bechena, the Kichishba, Prat lemoid lechem and achem. If the person owes money to the father, to a father who passed away, and now that the father left over two sons who are yarshim, and they come claiming to this person, you have money that you owe to our father. To one he denied, and to one he admitted. Oy lechem and shutzim. Again, the two partners. To one partner, he admits he owes the money, and to the other, he denies. But Nishba Sheker, since he admitted to what, to this obligation, even though the Nishba Sheker, the Pasuk says, further, the Nishba Sheker, Prat l'loiv b'shtar v'loiv b'edim, then a case where there is a shtar against them, or there are edim against them, that since his denial doesn't accomplish anything, then that's what not going to be considered a case of shvus bekodin. So isn't this brisa clearly a proof to Rabbi's opinion? Says the Gemara Amalei. So Rabbi said, as much as I would love that this brisa should support my opinion, imishim haloi tesayin. This brisa is not a raya because we're speaking about adam oimel levisi. I did borrow money. I do owe the money. V'loi levisi be'edim, but there were no edim. Or somebody said, Levisi v'loi Levisi b'shtar. And there were Edom and Ashtar. But since he's admitting that he owes the money, that's why it's not considered a case of Shur Sabakadin. But it could well be that if he totally denied, even though there are Edom against him, and that's why this Toiveya will be able to collect, it's still considered a case of Shur Sa'edim. So ask the Gemara, Mimai, what makes us explain this brisa this way? Says the Mermedic Tani, because let's understand the brisa. The brisa said, in explaining the pasuk of Ki Cheshba, Prat l'moid l'echem en achem, l'echem en ashvotim. So, l'echem en ashvotim. He admitted to one and denied to the other. So ask the Gemara, Hai moid l'echem en achem echadami. Exactly what is the story? Ilema, the palga the day, that he admitted that I owe you your half. So why would that be a case that he's absolved? 50% he admits. The other 50% has nothing to do with that 50%. El lav de armalei mitavani yasvis. I borrowed from both of you. Vamalei loy mechadmen. They said them you borrowed from both of us. Vamalei loy mechadmen aich yasvi. I only borrowed from one of you. Davalei kfiris devarim ba'alma. He doesn't benefit from making this claim. because there's no difference financially if he borrowed from one person or if he borrowed from two people. He has to pay back what he borrowed. If that's the case that we're learning is the case of the Resha, Sefer Nami Kfir Stavivarim. We're going to have to explain that the Sefer of the case of Prat Loiva Bishtar or Loiva Be'edim speaks about a case where he's admitting that he owes the money. He's just denying that I don't owe, that there's a shtar or edim against me. And therefore, Rava says, that isn't the case that we're speaking about. Rava spoke about a case where there are edim and everybody knows that there are edim, and we have no proof to that from here. Simichoy v'kitas t'balbayis choyim n'zira. Toshma. The Mishnah said, enechayv al shigosoy, in a case where somebody made a shvuos b'kodim, he forgot that he's holding on to the money, he's potter altogether. And as we learned when we learned the Mishnah, the reason why he's completely potter, because such an individual is called an oinus. What is the chiyuv? Oshim b'kasv shkolim. That he's chayv to bring a karma oshim that's worth two shikli keser. What is zadn shvuah? My love, isn't it speaking about a case with our edim? That he was warned by the edim not to say false testimony, and he still said it. And the Mishnah still teaches us that there's, the Mishnah says that that's a case of shvuos habikadin. But Rabbi has been teaching us, asked the Gemara, that in a case where there are edim, it can't be a case of shvuos habikadin. Says Merloi, that's not the way to understand the Mishnah, but rather the way to understand the Mishnah is bezodin atzmai, where the person is claiming that the person knows he's lying, but not that there are edim that gave him asra. Toshma, the Mishnah taught us regarding shvuos edus on daf lamed beis on beis. Hoishnei kid edim, where there were two pairs of edim that no testimony. The Mishnah taught us kafar rishayna. The first pair swore falsely that they don't know edus. Vakach kafar shnia, and then the second pair swore falsely. Shtei chayovus. Both pairs are chayiv shvuos edus. Each pair can make this Toiveya win. And therefore, when they swore falsely that they don't know Edis, it's a case of Shuos Edis. Says the Gemara, and we already had this Gemara. Bishla Mishnun Tchayiv, that the second pair is Chayiv, is understandable. The Kokofale case Rishoina, the first pair denied that they know Edis. So all we have to rely on is this second pair. And now if this second pair is going to swear falsely that they don't know any edus, they're going to be completely hurting the person who's relying on their testimony, which is understandable why what they're doing is unacceptable and why it should be considered a case of shvus edus. Ella asked the Gemara, Rishayna Mai Mechaiva, the first pair, why are they considered violating the Shvuos Edus? Hakai Mishnia. And as when we learned the way to understand the Gemara is that when is it considered a case of Shvuos Edus? It's considered a case of Shvuos Edus where my testimony caused that you should not be able to prevail in Yudin Torah. But if you still could prevail in Yudin Torah, then it's not called a case of Shvuos Edus. So here, asked the Gemara, it's not a case of Shvuos Edus. The first pair, when they falsely denied knowing Edus, should not be considered a case of Shvuos Edus, because their claim doesn't hurt the Taveya, because the Taveya still has the second pair to rely on. So the Gemara answered, Amar Rava, Vina, Hakamai, Skin, Kain, Shaisa, Shnia, Vishas, Kfir, Shoshana, Kfir, Vimanish, Saim. And as we learned that Gemara, we explained the Gemara like this. The second pair of Edom, when they were appointed as Edom, when they were saying their Edus, were not related to each other. So indeed, as the Gemara says, we have a case of two pairs of Edom. And therefore, the Gemara's question is that the second pair should be enough. And why should the first pair be Chayiv is a good question. But what happened, and this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, is after they saw that Edus, they became brother-in-laws. Since afterwards they became brother-in-laws, so now this second pair is not available. because two brother-in-laws can't be Edom together. Hocha b'shas kfir rishayna krayvim ben shaseyim. So if that's the case, then they're disqualified. So the obvious question of the Gemara is that why is it considered as if they're two pairs? Says the Gemara, but the Shaseim Geisuses, their wives are deathly ill, and therefore they're going to be, in a moment, considered kosher Edom. Matatema, since the Halacha says, Roiv Geisusin Lamisa, so that it should be considered as if the wives are not alive anymore, and therefore they are still considered kosher Edom. Kosher, Gemashman, the Mishnah teaches us, the Mishnah taught us, Hashtami is Chayinenu. Right now, the reality is that these wives are alive, even though they're in a very bad place. V'loi Shrivi, they haven't passed away. And since they haven't passed away, that's why they're considered, that's why they're disqualified. And therefore, when the first pair says what they said, it's denied, it means that this person lost the only pair that he could have. So as we said before, when we learned this Gemara previously, the Gemara is not disputing the halacha that we know, the Roiv Geisus and Lamisa. The Gemara is still holding on to that point. What the Gemara means to say here is that even though Roiv Geisus and Lamisa, as long as they're alive, they're alive. And I saw that the Mefarshim make a very interesting point. Why does it say that Nosheseihem, both of them are Geisuses? Why does it have to say that both? It should say that one is a Geisus, and as soon as that one will die, they're not going to be brother-in-laws anymore. There's a Chiddush in the Gemara. The Chiddush in the Gemara here is that even though both wives are Geisusin, so it's most likely that at least one of them will die, until either one dies, they're still considered brother-in-laws. And there's a very interesting question. What is the halacha of Rechman and Utslan we have an individual as Geisus? And the halacha, and of course we know that we're always mispala, we always daven for people who are not well. What is going to be the halacha by a Geisus? One question that came up is, if somebody knows of an individual who is a Geisus but lives in another town, even in our world where it's Shabbos, the question is, can we daven on behalf of that person? Or should we assume that that person is not alive anymore? And the Paiskim say that even though we know, as we just said, that Roiv Geisus and Lamisa, as our Gemara says, until the person is no longer here, he's not considered not alive. And since the person is still here when Shabbos began or under any circumstances, we should daven on their behalf. The other question that the Paiskim discuss is when Rechman Tzlan Le'aleinu V'Le'alechem, we have a person in such a situation, is it appropriate to daven for him when that person is suffering, or maybe is it better to leave it alone? Toshma, so the Gemara brings another raya. The Braisa says, Balabai Shaton Tanis Ganam Bekodim. If somebody asks somebody to watch something, and the person that's watching is a Shem Mechinam, and we know that a Shem Mechinam, as we learned in Masech B'Matziah, is Pata a Geneva Veda. And this Shem Mechinim says that the item that he was watching was stolen. The Nishba, and he swears falsely to that effect. Haida, and then he admits that he swore falsely. Bar Edim, if there were Edim, and that say that he has the Bekodin, im actually bo Edim Haida, if before the Edim came, he already admitted, Mishalim Karen, he has to pay a Karen. He has to pay a Chaimish, like it is by Shavuos Bekodin. He has to bring a Karban Asham, but he doesn't bring Kefil. Because as we've learned so many times, this is a classical example of Maida B'Knas. Kefil is Knas, and by Knas you don't have to pay if you admit on your own. However, Mishabar Edom Haida, if the Edom arrived, he's going to pay Kefil, because it's not Maida B'Knas, and he has to bring a Karban Asham. So we see that even though there were Edom, obviously, at this point, the Halacha, even though there were Edom at this point, it doesn't make a difference. He's still chayif for Shavuos B'Kodim, unlike what Rava said, who said that when there are Edom, there's no Shavuos B'Kodim. And says the Gemara, we're going to have to explain this b'raisa also, Hochanami Krivina, we're going to explain that this Bryce is speaking about, like Ravina said, with the brother, the aid of our brother-in-laws, etc., etc. Amar Ravina Ravashi Toshma. The Bryce says Chamura Menu Shvus B'Kadam. The Shvus B'Kadam is stricter than Shvus Eidim. Shechiyavim Al Zadoyna Makas. That if somebody violated the Shvus B'Kadam deliberately, he's Chai Makas. Vashigasa Oshim B'Kas V'Shkolim. Midakam Malaika. It was saying that there was Malkus, so you could only get Malkus if there are Edom. That and the Kamar Shal Shigasa Osham because of Shkolim. So you see that even in the case of Edom, there's still going to be Chiv of a carbon, not like Rabba. Amalar Amot Chabamine Dehi. You can't bring a rife in that Brisa. Amalar of Kahana. Anat Taninalei. We learned this earlier. I was the one that taught this Brisa. For Hakit Taninalei. The Brisa doesn't speak about Malkus, and since the Brisa doesn't speak about Malkus, there's no proof that there's no Edom, and there's no proof that when there are Edom, you pay Shvus B'Kadam. Tashma, the Brisa says, when the Brisa was trying to learn the halachas of Shvus B'Kadam from Nazir Tami, we learned this as well on Amud Amel. The Brisa on Amud Aleph, the Brisa says, Imamat B'Nazir Tami Shekein Loika. But if we're talking about Edom, there are Edom. Karma and the Brisa says, what do we see? That if there are Edom, there are Milk of the Malki, Ava Karba Maisi, that doesn't absolve them from the carbon. So the Gemara. Here, clearly, to Yufta the Rabba, this Brisa clearly indicates that there are Edom, and we still have a Chiyuv Shvus B'Kadam to Yufta. Rabbi Yochanan continues the Gemara, Kaif B'Mamon Sheish Lo Edom. Somebody denies money that there are Edom that belongs to somebody else, Chayiv. Then he's still going to be Chayiv for that carbon Shvua, as the Gemara just taught us definitively. But if there's a Shtar, he's Potter. Says the Gemara, Amar Papa my Tamed Rabbi Yochanan. Why is Rabbi Yochanan differentiating if there are Edom that know that this person is holding the money versus a case where there is a shtar that proves that he owes the money? Says the Gemara, there's a very big difference. Edom avid the maisi. Edom may die. And therefore, since the Edom may die, we can't rely on that he should be, that we don't need their shvu, we don't need them. That what they're saying is meaningless because they're Edom against them. Shtar hamanach. But a shtar doesn't die. Amalei Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yishula Rapapa. Shtar nami of the mirchas. Just like Edom could die, a shtar could get lost. Elam Rav Huna b'Reid Yishula Hanatam Rav Yechon. Shem da avashash shibin karkoz. As we often learn in Shas, what is the purpose of a shtar? The purpose of a shtar is to create a shibin, is to create a mortgage. What does the mortgage mean? The mortgage means that you'll be able to collect from property. And we've learned many times in our Masechta of Emavim Karmel Kfir Shibe Karkoz. And therefore, that's what the Shtar accomplishes. Edom don't accomplish that. And since Edom do not accomplish that, that's why by Edom there is going to be Shvus B'Kadam, and by Shtar there won't. Itmar, so Gemara goes into this subject. Mashbi Edom Karka. If somebody's making Edom swear when the case is about real estate, says the Gemara, Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Blaza. It's a subject of a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Blaza. Charam a Chayiv, Charam a Potter. One says that there is a Chayiv Shvua by Shiva Karka, one not. But the Gemara, they did not know who holds what. Says the Gemara, at this time, the Rabbi Yochanan Dama Potter. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you it's Rabbi Yochanan who holds that you're Potter. Midam Rabbi Yochanan, Hakayf Imam Mashiach Lov Edom Chayiv. Shtar Potter, and we just said, Rav Huna b'Reiv Yishua. Rav Huna b'Reiv Yishua explained that what's the difference between Shtar and Edom? Because Shtar makes it into a Karka Shvua, and Edom don't make it into a Karka Shvua. So we see that clearly, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that where there's a Shibud Karka question, there is no Chiv Shvua to Stayim. Amalei Rabbi Yemele Ravu Lema. So now the Gemara has proven, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says we don't swear by Shibud Karka. Rabbi Lazar says we do. So the Gemara wants to suggest the Lamer Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar, but Plunkti Rabbi Lazar Abadim Kamifki. Actually, their machlokes is based on the machlokes of Rabbi Lazar Abadim. The Tanya Goizel Sod Mechaveri. If somebody steals a property for somebody else, and then that property is shot for the Nor, the property gets flooded. Chayiv Lahamed Lo Yisodah. the person who stole that property has to deliver a different piece of property. The Rebbe Lezer. The Chama say the thief could say to the victim, I'm giving back your property. And the Gemara explains, what is the basis of the Machlokes of Lezer Chamim? Says the Gemara, as we've learned many times, there's two approaches how to learn the same type of pasuk. It could be learned as a ribi miyut, or it could be learned as a klal prat. And as we've discussed, a ribi miyut is much broader application than a klal prat. The pasuk says, "Nefesh kisechta ma'al ma'al b'Hashem v'kichesh b'amisa b'pkodim or b'chulis yara b'gezel o'ishik asamisoi o'matza aved v'kichesh b'oi v'eishiv ezegzel asher gozo o'ishu eshik asher oshak o'ishu b'kodim asher hefka itoi o'savei d'shamatza o'mikol sh'yishavel ol l'sheka." Says the Gemara, "B'laza darash ribi miyut v'kichesh b'amisoi riboi," that you denied having somebody else's money in any type of situation. But then the Torah says, "B'kodem etchus yad," it's a miyut. Only in those cases, and the pasuk says, "B'kodem etchus yad," "B'gezel o'ashik asamisa imatz aved b'kichesh boy," that miyut. It comes to say that only in these cases does this halacha apply. And then the pasuk continues, "U'mekal ashi yishavolov l'sheka echazav ribui." So he learns it in the ribi miyut ribi fashion, ribi akol, that the din of shvus b'kodem applies in all situations. My ribi, ribi komili. But we have a miyut, and as we said, when we have a ribi miyut ribui, it's very limited what it excludes. Miyut shtaris, that when there's a shtar, that's not considered the case that we're speaking about. Rabbanan, whereas the Rabbanan take the approach shtarish klal prat, the kichsh b'misa is to be learned as a klal. The b'kadam b'chumas yad or b'gazel is a prat. Oy mikol she yishavolov chazav a klal. And the rule is klal prat the klal. Iyata don el kena prat. Ma prat mefor shtova metatl. It has to be something that's movable, v'gufay mamon, and it has intrinsic value. Af kol dova metatl v'gufay mamon. Yotzuk akos. So that would exclude property. Shei metatl, you can't move property. And yotzuk avodim shehuk shel kakos. Throughout shas avodim are connected, have the same din as karka. And yotzuk shtaris, shabi shei metatl, even though you can move them, and gufay mamon, they don't have intrinsic value. So the Gemara wants to say, the one that holds that Yechayev a carbon shvua by karka obviously holds like a beleza, because he only excluded shtar. Oman the potter, the one that says there's no carbon shvua, obviously holds like the Rabbanon, who says that anything that is karka is excluded, the karka is excluded. Amalei, so the Gemara is suggesting that the machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar is connected to the machloikis of Rabbi Lazar Rabbanim. And as we often say in our shurim, this isn't just meant to make a statement that may be accurate or not, as the Gemara is going to discuss. There's really a question, because if the machloikis amaroyim is really the same as the machloikis tanoim, then there's no reason for the Gemara, there's no reason for them to have a machloikis, because there's an expectation that the Amoraim knew the Machloikas Tanoim and aren't here just to repeat that Machloikas. So if that's the case, there must be something else to be learned here. And the question is, what is the difference? Amalei Loi. Mandam Chayiv, the one that says that the Zachiv Karban Shvu by Karka, obviously has to hold like a Beleza. Mandat Potter, but the one that says that it's Potter, Amalach Baha, I feel Rabbi Lazar will agree that there's no chiyuv. The Rachmana Amar, the Tosa says, Mikol v'loyakol. So regarding shuas b'kodin, the Kabir Rabbi Lazar agrees that there's no shu by karka. Amar Papa Mishmei Derava, Masnisa Namideka, a proof for our Mishnah that by karka there is no shuas b'kodin. The Tani, the Mishnah, and the Aflama Vavam Bey says, where the person says, Ganafta Ishari, v'amaloy ganafti. And the person that says Mashbiach and I make you swear v'ama amin chayiv vila gafni is of the loiktani. We didn't speak about avodim. Why did he give specifically the example of stealing an eved and not an animal? My tama la mishum the eved iskus l'kakos and v'ei mevin karmel kfir shibik kakos. And that's why the Mishnah specifically brought a rai spoke about a story of an animal and not of property. Amar Rapapi Shmei the Rava, Eimus Sefer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, said, Zeh Klal, Kol Mishalem Pi Atzmei Chayiv, Mishen Mishalem Pi Atzmei Potter. And the question is, what was the Mishnah adding with these words that this halacha is not already taught in our Mishnah? Zeh Klal Asuy Mai, Lav Lasuy, Kenaftis Avdi. That also is going to be a case of Shuas Bekodin. And therefore, says the Gemara, El Mahal Lekla Mishmanah, our Mishnah is not conclusive in any way regarding the question of what is the halacha of Shuas Bekodin by Karka, and by extension, what would be the halacha of Shuas Bekodin by Avodim, who are Hukish L'Kakos.